All right, so Ben, what do you think about music industry recently?
Recently, actually, I don't really listen to the radio, so I'm not really sure about popular music. But one thing I do is I read a lot about music news. So one thing I've been noticing is with all of these new programs and websites like iTunes, Spotify, the free music,
Like
sub
YouTube,
YouTube, yeah, YouTube as well. Like sometimes musicians, we don't, no one buys CDs anymore,
No.
right? When was the last time you bought a CD? Do you remember?
I don't even remember. Probably like 10 years ago.
Right. So like with the internet and the increase of everyone having high speed internet all around the world, I think the industry is changing a lot, especially for musicians and how they get paid. So
True.
it's interesting in that kind of way. But I think it's a little un it's I think we need to change how we pay musicians because people can't make money anymore. For
No.
used to sell CDs and receive a profit from that, but now people are on YouTube downloading music illegally. Do you remember those programs that people, what were they called? Like they're like downloader, peer-to-peer downloading software programs. Like I think one of them was called Napster. It was one of the biggest.
Was it?
Yeah, it was huge. So you would download this. I remember it was about 15 years ago. You would download the program onto your computer and you'd search for something. Let's say Madonna, which was actually my first song that I ever downloaded illegally, was Madonna, because I liked her when I was a kid. Before my punk
All
days.
right.
And so yeah, you type in the name of the artist you want to listen to, and you down and all the songs come up that people have placed on the internet, and you can download that and you can keep it and listen to it as many times as you want for free. And you didn't pay Madonna, I didn't pay Madonna anything, right? So in that way, I think the music industry has changed a lot.
Yeah, I think
And
so.
yeah, I'm not sure if it's good or bad. Probably bad.
You think?
For artists, I think
For
it's not good,
artists, yeah.
especially if they're not as popular. So if they do not have a very big record deal, how do they, how are they going to get profit? If there's someone like less popular, someone independent artists, like the lower level, not so popular artists, they don't make money.
No,
Yeah,
but
so.
I mean, I think it, recently, I think it's a good thing that people sort of can find known famous singers on YouTube or on internet. I listen to radio, and while I drive, I listen to radio often, and I also listen to music on YouTube. And the other day, accidentally, I found like a maybe it's not even singer, just a ordinary person singing somebody's song. But I heard, I thought he's great, and I start listening to his songs, and I subscribe his channel, and in that way, people know unknown, well, famous people can become famous, and they can make money, and sort of in that sense, YouTube or those or internet websites or apps kind of gave them opportunity.
That's true. So I think I totally agree with you, and I think that in that way, that's, I guess, YouTube and the internet has helped lesser known artists become exposed,
Yes,
right? So
exactly.
there's exposure with YouTube, right? So there's all these view count, right? So, and you can suggest a YouTube video to a friend, you can share it on your Facebook page. So definitely in that way, YouTube has totally changed. Have you heard the term go viral? Have you heard
No,
that before?
what does that mean?
So go viral means that a video that's put on YouTube gets a lot of hits, a lot of views very, very, very quickly. So it gets seen by a lot of people. So viral, like a virus, right? It spreads through the internet. So there are some unknown artists that started out with just a YouTube video, and that video went viral, right? It received many views, many people saw it, and now they are popular musicians that people know about.
Right, like Justin Bieber,
You know what? I think you're right. He didn't his parents put him on YouTube when he was a kid?
I guess so,
I
yeah.
think
That's
something,
how
right?
he
So
started,
in that way, you can become
a pop star,
yeah, right? Yeah. Just from posting a YouTube video that gets seen.
Right.